I'm delighted to present Aideen Dowling, who is a first-year trainee in the Corporate Finance and Recovery Department in Limerick. She recently placed 25th at the ICF Kayaking Freestyle World Championships in Columbus, Georgia, and was most recently awarded Female Freestyle Kayaker of the Year by Canoeing Ireland for her performance in the discipline throughout the year. I'm delighted to have the opportunity to speak with Aideen. Aideen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, yeah, delighted to be here.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Would you like to start off by sort of sharing a bit of the journey of how you got into kayaking in the first place?
Yeah, so I actually started kayaking 4 years ago now and was a complete beginner, didn't know anything, and I started kayaking when I went to university. So I joined the kayak club. I did a bit of rowing back home in Tralee, and then when I came to Limerick I kind of planned that I might take it back up, but then the kayak club looked way more interesting, like the look of like kayaking down waterfalls and stuff, so I decided to join that. But I went to the pool sessions because they run a few training sessions at the pool, and very quickly found out that it would be a lot of work to get good. But no, I found it so much fun. It was a good break from my lectures, kayaking. And then I suppose once COVID hit and we didn't really have anywhere to go, we had an area of like flat water. We would say like flat water is water that doesn't move, and then white water would be one that goes down a gradient and makes rapids. But we had some flat water in our area. So myself and a couple of my friends decided that we would try and learn freestyle kayaking.
Oh, yeah.
Which is where you would do tricks on the water, and that's kind of
nice.
How I ended up being a freestyle kayaker.
Oh, very cool. Got to say, 4 years in a sport, learning it from scratch, and then being one of the best in the world at it. That's not normal.
Yeah, I kind of got a bit addicted to it. I was, because I was just really, really interested in learning tricks because I thought it looked really cool. So I would spend ages out during COVID because there wasn't really anything else to do, just looking at videos and trying to learn it. And then as soon as the restrictions lifted, I decided to try the freestyle on whitewater.
Yeah.
And yeah, with the help of a lot of other freestylers in Ireland, yeah, that kind of is what got me to where I was.
Yes, there's quite a few different disciplines within kayaking.
Yeah.
Would you share a few of them and where sort of freestyle kayaking fits in?
Yeah, so I mentioned that there was flat water kayaking and white water kayaking. So within flat water and white water, you would have disciplines. So on flat water, you'd have like sea kayaking, which would just be kind of your recreational type of kayaking. You just go out in the sea with a couple of friends, might go on a 30-kilometre kayak, but that's not competitive. And then you would have like long distance on flat water, and that would be like your Olympic marathon, your Olympic sprints. So those are competitive. And then on white water, as I said, it's kind of making rapids, and you can do anything from like little tiny rapids to huge waterfalls in Chile. There's some crazy videos of people doing mad stuff, but
you have to send me a couple.
Yeah, I definitely will.
Okay.
Dane Jackson's the one to look at.
Dane Jackson,
but,
got it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, whitewater kayaking, there's a couple of different types. But yeah, the main thing is just going out and going down a river from point A to point B. Whereas freestyle kayaking then would be you're on one feature of the river. For whitewater freestyle, one whitewater feature, and you're using the force of the water to do tricks. So the water kind of flows over a gradient and recirculates back on itself.
Oh, okay, so you kind of stay in the same spot.
Yes,
very cool.
Yeah. And you're like using the force of the water, I suppose. But you can also do it on flat water, which is kind of cool, I think.
Do you have a favourite trick?
The loop is definitely my favourite trick. So it's just a front flip
in your kayak. In your kayak.
It's so much fun. Yeah. On whitewater, you just plug the nose of your boat into the water and then look up and it shoots you around.
Okay. So you end up back on top of the
water.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Wow. Amazing. So again, well, congratulations on your performance last year at the Worlds. Would you tell us a little bit about the experience and then what was involved in your preparations?
Yeah. So it was so much fun. I was over in Columbus, Georgia, yes, in October. I was there for 2.5 weeks kayaking with the best people in the world. It was an amazing experience. and in warm water as well, which we're not used to in Ireland. But my training up to it, I went to Canada for the summer before I started my training contract to train over there. They have some pretty good waves in Canada that would be very similar to the one that we were on in Columbus. I didn't go to Columbus because I thought it would be really busy,
yeah,
that everyone would go there to train, but it turned out that it wasn't actually as busy as I expected, and a lot of people ended up in Canada, but it was good in Canada too because you'd loads of people to help you.
Yeah.
But I was in the Ottawa River on waves. They have funny names. There's one of them that's called Bus Eater.
Bus Eater.
Because it's so big that
it would eat a bus.
It would eat a bus.
Got it.
Yeah. And then, yeah, there's another one called Garburator, and that's probably my favourite wave over there. But outside of that, then in Ireland, we have a really good wave in Limerick City,
yeah,
called the Gower Wave. It is tidal, and it is dependent on rain as well, and the release from a weir that's upstream, or dam. But that one's not always in the summer, but we actually got super lucky that when I came back from Canada, it actually was in a good bit. So the Irish freestyle kayakers would train a lot on the Gower Wave,
yeah,
and on flat water as well, just building up your strength there.
Yeah. So if there's not, if it's not pumping, I don't know if that's the right term to use, but if it's not pumping, is it just, how do you navigate that with, are you training on flat water? Are you in the gym? Because obviously, like, training doesn't stop if the rapids aren't flowing.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a lot of flat water. I personally do a lot of flat water training. I don't do as much gym as I should do, but I do a lot of flat water training, just pretending that I'm on the feature and kind of visualizing the tricks in my head and what I would do.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. Thanks. So I understand you're a corporate finance and recovery trainee down in our Limerick office.
Yeah.
I'm curious, what was it that had you, or why did you join BDO for your graduate program?
So I actually used to work as a kayak instructor out in the UL Adventure Centre as a part-time job in college.
Yeah.
And when I was there, BDO in Limerick decided to come there on their sports day as a sports and social event. So yeah. I didn't really know much about BDO before it. I had barely thought about grad programs, but they came and they turned out to be like super fun, like probably the most fun group that we had that year.
Yep, sounds so, about right.
Yeah, and I remember I had a group of them, and yeah, Dermot Hendrick, he's an audit partner.
Yeah.
He was in my group and he was like, oh, would you like think about applying to a BDO grad program? And I was like, you guys seem fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was mainly the atmosphere there. I was like, yeah, this'll be good.
Yeah.
I'll enjoy it. Yeah.
There's definitely something different in the way we do things here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
So what is your work life like now down in Limerick? Is it I know you understand at the moment you're studying for your exams, your accountancy exams, working, and also training as well. How do you navigate that?
It's really busy.
Yeah,
super busy. But yeah, so as you said, I'm studying for the accounting exams. I'm doing my Cap 1s. So yeah, working in the office most days, and then I go home, try to do a bit of study, but I also train after work in the evening. So
yeah,
I'm very lucky because I live right beside the lake. So even though it's dark, there's a lot of lighting and I bring out my own light to go out training out there. But everyone in the office is also super supportive. Like, they allow me to have the freedom kind of to train and...
Well, I suppose your experience at UL probably preceded that, but are you surprised about the level of support you're getting?
Yeah, I was really surprised because I found out that I'd made the Irish team for the US World Championships before I started my training contract. So I was a little bit worried that when I was like, oh, I'm going to need a bit of time off right at the start, that they would be not very accommodating, which would be fair enough because I just started. But like, they were so accommodating, so supportive, and that just kind of made the whole thing so much easier and so much... like, there was so much less stress.
Yeah.
Even
if it's a solo sport, it's not a solo sport.
No.
No.
Definitely not. And all, like, they're all behind me in the corporate finance. Like,
yeah,
they were watching the kayak world championships.
Oh, nice.
And I was in it. Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it makes such a difference when you've got support, even outside of the sport itself.
Yeah.
Because I've seen the difference, you know, myself, and just when you have that and when you don't. I remember I made a World Championships team one time, and the company I was working for was like, all right, well, I guess you don't need this job anymore.
Oh, no.
So, yes, thankfully, this is very different to that experience, yeah. Obviously. So not every company has that. I suppose that's a very extreme example. But it's nice to see that. I think very much in BDO, and I get your thoughts on this as well, it's not just about work, it's about work life.
Yeah.
And making sure that's in balance. But it's interesting because I think when you have that imbalance, you end up performing better at work anyway.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, because there's a better atmosphere. And you like it more because...
Yep. Better quality work comes from a better quality environment.
Exactly.
So then I suppose what's looking forward into the future? What's on your horizon? What's next on your... goals list?
So there's an Irish team selection coming up again, so it's a ranking competition. Mm-hmm. And basically the top five will be offered spots on the Irish team for the year going forward. So that competition is in February. So I'm training hard for that at the moment to try and get a spot again, and then hopefully I'll be attending the World Cups in May in Germany, and then the European Championships are on in Austria in August. So
it's a busy schedule.
It is
even
busy.
Just a competition schedule.
Yeah.
And then is Worlds on again this year, or is it next year?
No, it's a World Cups this year.
Oh, okay.
And then next year it's a World Championships. So a World Cups is an open competition, and then the European Championships will be a closed competition. So
there's is there a qualifying process that you go through for Europeans and Worlds?
For Europeans, you have to qualify onto your country's team.
Oh, yes.
But for World Cups, you don't.
Okay, yeah. So just anyone can go.
Exactly, anyone can go.
I won't say that I'm joining you, but good to know. Oh, that's exciting. So also, I suppose, got one more question for you. And it's just, I know for early stage careers, there's a lot to navigate. There's a lot of new things that you're learning. And then on top of that, you're also still studying and you're performing at elite level internationally. Do you have any advice for anyone else who's early stage career on how to navigate multiple commitments and maintain some kind of sanity or balance with their lives?
I guess just have your goals and figure out what it is you want and figure out what your priorities are.
Yeah.
And then make a timetable around that. But also, I don't be super strict with myself with it, because I know that it's super busy. So let yourself have time to relax as well. Pick your goals and just work for them.
Pick your goals, know what you want,
set
your priorities and plan.
Yeah.
Really good. Thank you so much. Thank you, Aideen,
no
for your
worries.
Time. Really appreciate
Thank you.
It. Thank you.
Thanks.